the hard shoulder
on News Talk
with the all-new Nissan Qashqai, now electrified with mild hybrid power. See nissan.ie.
The confirmed route for the new Cork-Limerick motorway, though, that was announced earlier this afternoon. What it's going to do is it's going to use about 40% of the existing route and upgrade it to a motorway, and the rest will be new road. Thomas McHugh is the Director of Public Affairs at the Cork Chamber of Commerce. Thomas, are you delighted?
Well, it's a very, very positive announcement today. I think it's a long time coming, but I suppose for context, the current route is primarily the equivalent to a country road that meanders its way between the second and third largest city regions in the country and goes through the main streets of several towns on its way. So look, I think it's very, very, very important and very, very timely to see that a project of that scale is hitting its project milestones, and after a very extensive consultation has reached a point where a recommendation can be made. And I think that alignment of 30 to 40% along the existing road is a very, very appropriate step to make. And what's really interesting about the project, and something that we've been very, very keen to see, is that it also includes the multimodal elements of a parallel 80-kilometre cycle route, which is a really, really huge huge step, I would say, in terms of the mentality around, you know, roads and transport infrastructure delivery in the country. And in parallel, it also makes a series of recommendations around what can be done to improve the rail connectivity between the two cities as well, which, you know, is currently not as attractive as it could be, you know, from a consumer or customer perspective, and it would be very, very positive to see enhancements on that as well. So I think what's been brought forward is a very comprehensive and well thought out suite of improvements to that existing corridor, the M20 corridor between Cork and Limerick.
Let me introduce Brian Hyde, who's chairman of the Cork-Limerick Alliance Group. Brian, you're not so encouraged by today's announcement, I take it.
No, Kieran, and thank you for inviting me onto your programme. Look, it's a carbon copy of what was proposed before in 2010, and that proposal was rejected by the oral hearings chairman, Daniel O'Connor, in his final report to Ombord Pinola, which unfortunately never went public, as the project was pulled by the government in 2011 by Leo Varadkar, who was the then Transport Minister. Like, there's no costings on this project, no cost-benefit analysis done. And I would like to say that we spoke to all the members of the Oireachtas Committee on Transport and Communications. We were assured 12 months ago by the chairman, Kieran O'Donnell, verbally that we would be invited in front of the committee to discuss our proposals with the committee. Unfortunately, the chairman never followed through with this, which is unfortunate considering the huge expected cost to the taxpayer of between 2 to 3 billion for this project. And as we know, Kieran O'Donnell is on public record to be in favour of the project. And I would hope now he will allow us to appear before the committee. And I mean, there's serious lack of justification for the M20. The top of the list are the direct traffic counts. I mean, the latest pre-COVID figures from early 2020 show the number of vehicles travelling directly between Cork and Limerick is between 2,000 and 3,000 vehicles per day. Yet the capacity of a motorway in Ireland is 57,000 vehicles. That means the M20 would be grossly under capacity. In fact, it would be just at over 5% capacity at a price tag of between 2 and 3 billion, which just doesn't make any sense, not by anybody's measure. And now we look at the projected direct traffic volumes between the two cities. We see it's only forecast to reach between 4 and 6,000 vehicles by 2030. So again, where is the justification for this motorway? I mean, the climate crisis is raging yet here. We're talking about building a motorway that's simply going to lock in more carbon emissions.
Let me bring back in Thomas McHugh on a few points there, I suppose. Well, the final point was about the climate crisis. We might ask you about that in just a moment. But I suppose ultimately, Brian's suggesting we don't need it. Traffic volumes would suggest it is unnecessary.
Well, I think there's different ways of looking at the traffic volume, and I mean, in 2017 it was at over 120% capacity along a number of points along the route, and obviously there wasn't a significant traffic volume there and significant congestion there, then TRI wouldn't be bringing this project forward. So look, I think there's a perspective on that, but look, I mean, from a carbon perspective, I mean, it's absolutely essential that this motorway is seen as a route corridor, and that it's not used to incentivize, you know, increase car journeys or increased car usage or anything of that nature. And actually, in all of our submissions to the consultations to date, we've been saying like the road has to be exemplary in that manner as a public transport corridor, and it has to have, you know, effective park and rides at both, you know, the interface to Limerick and the interface to Cork, but also at each of the significant towns along the route corridor, so that actually it can be used as a corridor. Now, obviously, in parallel, there's the rail, you know, and the rail upgrades there as well. But I mean, fundamentally, what needs to be done is to create a safe, you know, route that can be taken by vehicles. And don't forget, there's also significant HGV congestion along the route, significant logistical, significant commercial movements on the route, as well as, you know, private vehicle. And I think if you look at the announcement today, it's very interesting that one of the key points being introduced by the team as further detail than what was previously published is actually looking at the bus time. You're looking at a reduced intercity bus time of up to 30 minutes on the road infrastructure, and a reduced rail time of up to 20 minutes, you know, on the rail infrastructure. So really, what is essential, right, is that as this route has progressed, is that it is matched by investment in quality public transport infrastructure in the region and in Limerick.
Brian, is it not good news for people living in those towns along the route that are used to HGV traffic on the main street?
Absolutely. I mean, I agree with Cork and Limerick chambers in relation to that the road needs to be upgraded, but it certainly does not need to be upgraded to a motorway. Butterwood and Charleville need to be bypassed. Now, they're proposing to put a bypass around Mallow Town, which there is no need for that at all. What they could do in Mallow Town is put an extra lane, synchronise the two roundabouts, and that would alleviate the issue with traffic at that point. But they're talking about taking hundreds of acres around the eastern side of Mallow and building a new bridge, which there is no justification for that at all. And I'm not against the upgrade of the road at all. We've never been against the upgrade. But what we are saying, there's no justification to build a motorway that has the capacity to take 57,000 vehicles at a cost to the taxpayer of between 2 and 3 billion, when we can achieve the same aim and we can achieve the same times in relation to time savings by upgrading the N20, by bypassing Charleville and Butterwood.
Thomas McHugh is the Director of Public Affairs at the Cork Chamber of Commerce, and Brian Hyde is the Chairman of the Cork Limerick Alliance Group. One listener says, Kieran, no doubt that the Cork Limerick Road improvement, there will be four cycle lanes in either direction and a single vehicle lane in either direction, just so the Greens can be pacified. That's from Niall in Blackrock right now. It is a ridiculous route, so somebody else, it should be the M24 to Mitchelstown from Limerick. If anything, redo the direct train from Charleville to Limerick via Croom and Patrickswell and on train. Somebody else says, can I please just get a train anywhere in this country at times that are regular and functional and not more expensive than flying abroad, please? 5-3-1-0-6, the text number. Thank you for them. Keep them coming.
The Hard Shoulder on News Talk with the all-new Nissan Qashqai, now electrified with mild hybrid power. See nissan.ie.